Hello again. Very good evening to you. More recollections from the dance band days coming up at your request. And the first of them starts this evening's little collection in the year 1930, March the 11th, 1930 to be exact. Brian Kingsley of Norwood Park Road, West Norwood in London, would like the De Bruys Summers recording of Nobody's Using It Now, which has a vocal by Tom Barrett.
Arms to hug and hold, but nobody's using them now. I've loads of love that could be told, but nobody's using it now. I've a world of time that's all my own. They say that you go silly if you spend it alone. I'm telling the truth, I'm just wasting my youth, 'cause nobody's using it. No, 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 nobody's using it now.
Nobody's Using It Now, De Bruys Summers and Tom Barrett. And Brian Kingsley on his postcard kindly gave me the number of the 78 Columbia CB40. But in fact, what I was playing was the LP transfer by Robert Parker, which BBC Records have put out. This album, which is a recent release, is called Dance Bands UK and is on the number REB681 and is one of a series of the classic years in digital stereo. I wasn't playing it in that mode because it would have been, I think, a little out of place with all the other old mono sounds that we have to follow. Besides, it was recorded by De Bruys Summers in 1930 in glorious mono anyway. Just as this Henry Hall BBC Dance Orchestra title was, it was asked for in a PS tour note by Margaret Hole, who now lives in Minehead in Somerset, but who recalls that in 1935-36, when she lived in Hitchin Hearts, she used to enjoy hops at the church hall, where the music was often provided by a fair-haired gentleman with glasses at the piano, who happens to be another of our Dance Band Day's correspondents, Eric Williams. And according to Mrs. Hole, Grev Clark was the drummer. Is that right, Mr. Williams? Anyway, enough of these reminiscences. Here's Henry Hall and Val Rosing in June 1932. Not 1931, don't make it older than it is, Mrs. Hole. And Lullaby of the Leaves.
Thank you. southern skies can watch me with a million eyes, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. Cover me with heaven's blue and let me dream a dream or two. Sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. I'm breezing along, along with the breeze. I'm hearing a song through the trees. Ah, 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 ah. That pine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. Ah, ah, ah. That southland, don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I've reached my goal? Sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves.
Lullaby of the Leaves, Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, and Val Rosing. Having mentioned the BBC Records recent release, I thought perhaps I might remind you of another recent issue, a compact disc tribute to Irving Berlin for his 100th birthday. This is on the Old Bean label, and the 18 tracks are shared between both British and American bands. From the British side, I've picked a Harry Roy October 1935 recording of the Piccolino. There are touches of Ivor Morton and Dave Kay's two pianos, a small drum break by Joe Daniels, and a vocal refrain shared between Bill Curry and Harry Roy himself. Who's rattling something here, I think?
Hear them play the piccolino, dance with your bambino till the praise of the catchy piccolino. Drink your glass of vino, and when you've had your plate of scallopino, make them play the piccolino, the catchy piccolino, and dance to the strains of that new melody.
His orchestra, Bill Curry, and the Piccolino from the Old Bean compact disc titled Say It With Music, a 100th birthday tribute to Irving Berlin. And the album is beautifully framed with the original sheet music cover to the title tune. Gorgeous. The CD number is DOLD14. I have a feeling that the next note goes back a bit. I think it got lost in the shuffle somewhere. At least that's the impression I have. It's from one of a number of blind listeners to this program, Mr. Arthur P. Woodhouse of Hyde in Cheshire, who goes back to 1958 with me, he says, and date with a disc. My goodness, you're a glutton for punishment, sir. But thank you for all the nice things you say. Your British dance band choice rates very highly with me because it features that superb vocal team that Jack Hilton brought back after his American stint. Here, recorded in January 1937, are the Swing Tet, the Hilton Orchestra, and Rodgers and Hart's On Your Toes. Jack Hilton Orchestra and the Swing Tet, marvellous group. A little bird told me that more of those excellent Hilton Swing Tet recordings will be made available on LP in the not-too-distant future, which is very good news indeed. Now, another postcard, and thank you, Michael Gregson. It makes life a lot easier when requests are on cards. Mr. Gregson, who hails from Cone in Lancashire, would like a later Roy Fox record, and by that I mean a 1938 record, the year that he disbanded and went to Australia. Of course, there were later ones, the few that he did in post-war. But I think the 1936, 37, 38 records were some of the very best. January 1938, actually, for this one, Cole Porter's Rosalie, sung by Denny Dennis.
Thank you. since one night when those stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine? Rosalie
Fox and his orchestra and Denny Dennis. May I just take a moment here to thank several people for giving my wife and me the opportunity to share a very special few hours with veterans of two world wars who came together through the Not Forgotten Association at the garden party at Buckingham Palace last Tuesday. It was a great thrill for us, and happily the weather was quite kind and we enjoyed ourselves tremendously. So many thanks to the chairman, John Brunel Cohen, and his wife, to Peggy Giles, the organizing secretary, and to Anne Shelton, the entertainments officer, who secured and introduced the talents of Joan Regan, Russ Conway, members of the Players' Theatre, and that new young Welsh comedian with a big tenor voice, Mike Doyle. He's tremendous. I'd also like to thank those veterans I had the chance of meeting personally, all of whom said they enjoyed the records I play on these programs. So for them and the rest, incidentally, there were 416 veterans from the First World War there. Isn't that marvelous? Well, for you all, here's Anne Shelton to sing, I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that my heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through, I'll be looking. But I'll be seeing you.
Morning sun, and when the night is
and I'll be seeing you. Thank you again, Anne. I'm reminded by Doug Leonard of Stockton-on-Tees that it was George Evans' birthday yesterday. Many happies, George. I hope you're listening, and I hope life is treating you and your wife well. Maybe there's a philosophic thought in a recording that Mr. Leonard has suggested.
When the blues get you down and there's trouble around and you're needing some rest for your soul, take a tip from a character I used to know who had everything under control. All his skies were rosy hues, 'cause he had an attitude. Uncle Bud was not an ordinary man, and he might have been a big millionaire, but he slept until one, and when his whittling was done, he just never had the time to spare. Old Uncle Bud could very easily explain why his cotton fields were always so bare. Somehow they wouldn't grow because they needed a hoe, and he never had the time to spare. He said he never did believe in hurrying unless the trout were jumping in the stream. While other folks were busy with their worrying, he was busy working on a dream. Old Uncle Bud is getting close to 93, but he's happy as a bear at the fair. For he's youthful and spry and can't remember to die, 'cause he never had the time to spare. Bud was always going to go to work, but it took him just so long to prepare. And most always by then the sun was setting again, so he never had the time to spare. Old Uncle Bud sat down one day to write a book, and he meant to do it right then and there. But the pencil got broke, and later when he awoke, well, he didn't have the time to spare. His cabin didn't even have a porch on it. He was a no account, folks would say. But while they all were calling him unfortunate, he was growing younger every day. Someday I know that Uncle Bud will travel on, and when he meets old St. Peter up there, he'll say, "Hiya, Gate, I'm awful sorry I'm late, but I never had the time to spare."
George Evans with Giraldo and his orchestra in November 1942, I think, with Old Uncle Bud. Makes a nice change from Tis Autumn or The Whistler's Mother-in-Law, which are always played. Keep well, George, and once again, happy birthday for yesterday. Well, that's our Dance Band Day's selection for this Monday. Next week, I'll be answering a number of Victor Sylvester requests, which I have, and of course, it's around the time of the anniversary.